This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, brothers, sisters, hujjaj, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Shawwal Mubarak, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, my topic which has been assigned to me is the 5-6 days of Hajj, so we'll discuss that just now. As an introduction, few important issues. Number one, every day read 2 rakat salat from now till the day of your departure. Read Surah 2 verse 128. The aim must not be just to perform Hajj or Umrah or Ziyarat, the aim must be to perform a quality Hajj, a quality Umrah, a quality Ziyarat to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, you read Surah 2 verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh beloved Allah, show me the places of Umrah and Hajj, and I go there and I fulfill the respect and the honor of these places as well. Three, rectify our intention, and it must be solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, as enshrined in the noble Qur'an, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete your Umrah and Hajj solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The next one is, remember for you mothers, sisters, before I forget, the masla is this, for the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, is compulsory that you must wear socks or stockings and so forth when you emerge from your house, or even if you are reading salat in your home, you must wear stockings or socks. That is for you ladies, according to the majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. For you Hanafi ladies, is not compulsory in normal circumstances, but I'm strongly recommending to you, you must and you should wear that the stockings or socks, remember, when you are there in Makkah Mukarramah. How can it be that we are there in Makkah and there are millions and thousands of people there, you performing tawaf in the most sacred place, and now your toes, your feet, your heel is touching a strange man and he's touching you, the sin is on you. So you the man, you should ensure your wife, your daughters, mothers, whoever you are taking with, that whenever they go to the Haram Sharif, especially in Makkah, they must wear stockings or socks. Remember this brothers, sisters, all Hujjaj Baytillah. Everywhere in the world we commit the crime, the sin, then repercussions and consequences. But in the Haram area, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, Aziziyah, Aziziyah is part of the Haram, is part of Makkah. So remember Qur'an Kareem teaches us chapter 22 verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of vices. Our brothers want to sit on their laurels and watch Hadi on the TV and all that. You just make intention, finish, Allah says, I'm going to give you a terrible, horrible punishment. Think properly what we are doing, brothers, sisters. We just make intention, Quran says there will be serious, serious consequences. So each one of us must take cognizance of this. So remember that Quranic verse at all times when you are in Makkah Mukarramah. When you are in Medina Munawwarah, Surah 49 verse 2, do not show the slightest disbe'adbi and gustakhi and disrespect to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. So never show disrespect to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more so when you inside Masjid Nabawi. Our brothers are joking and taking videos and you know, like we know some park or somewhere, Allah forbid. Look at the consequences. أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Your actions will disappear and go in vain. You won't even realize it and perceive it. So brothers, these are all introductory notes. So we should take note of it and inshaAllah then we perform the quality hajj. Now the day will come of departure, you got a 6 week package, 5 week, 4 week, 3 week package. So mashaAllah that day read 2 rakat salat at home and give out some charity. Allah Jalla wa'ala make your journey bil izzah wal afiyah. Normally all the South African agents I know of, they will take you first to Medina Munawwarah, 8, 9, 10 days, some 5, 6 days depending on your package, and then from there you go to Makkah, Makkah Aziziyah, then Aziziyah to Mina, and Hajj will start inshaAllah. So I'm sure that the respected scholars before me spoke to you about all those issues there. I just want to highlight some important points before we start. Now we're going for one ibadat, Hajj. But 80%, 70% of us do not perform our 5 daily salats in the plane. Say, no, it's very difficult, the bathroom is too congested, all that. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. You must read your salat on time, whether you're on the plane, you're on the train, you're in Safar, you're in Hadar, you are traveling, you're at home. So brothers, ensure all you khalas and mothers and appas and papas, all of you have to make sure that you read your salat. What good is that? We're going to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, we're going to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's court Mubarak and we never read salat. I mean, it's an indictment upon us. See things brother, it's a game changer. From now say, Ya Allah, I'm changing my life for the better, never will I miss my salat again from now. So that's already a positive step and inshaAllah that bodes well for a hajj mabrur and a hajj maqbool inshaAllah. And we make dua Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's hajj through His grace and mercy. Another important point as I'm going along, that some points I'm just remembering. You're going for hajj brothers, don't become a politician and then leave that to us. We will say jutlas and haramis, we will say the Saudis and we will say the Najdis and all that. You don't get involved in all that, you are going for hajj. So you must remember you will get police and civilian clothes, Saudi guys with Pakistani kurtas and all that, perfect English, and they will tell you, you like MBS, you like Saudi, you like… Now you want to be the big political analyst and all that, and then straight away they'll deport you or arrest you and you now. You cause problem for yourself, you cause problem for your family, you cause problem for your agents, you cause problem for your sahuk and everybody. Nothing to benefit for you. You're going for a purpose, anybody starts any political discussion anywhere, in your room, in your foyer, in the haram, wherever, just say, brother, assalamu alaikum, I go to work, I'm going away. You don't just indulge with anybody, don't trust anybody. There are too many spies there, brothers. Don't be a simple Simon, I'm warning you from now. We had so many incidents already. Obviously, we don't mention all in the media, but guys were locked up and so forth, remember that. And a big problem to get you out then. So please, I appeal to you brothers, sisters, even you sisters, you say, no, me, I listen to AK, I'm also a big political analyst now. I can also say jutla harami and all that, you see. So you just forget all that now. In South Africa you do that, in Makkah, Medina you don't do all that. And then our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, I just spoke to him just now, so make dua for him, inshaAllah if he discharged today, Allah Jalla wa'ala reward him in the capital group and all of them for all this wonderful sponsoring of these programs. Allah Ta'ala make it a sadaqah jariyah for him, his family and his marhum brother and other members of the family. I was there yesterday by the house, so I asked uncle and auntie, I said, Masi hi masjid, masjid Dawood to make bo saro lagate ho. I'm speaking my language now, my tal, you see. Okay, this masjid Dawood, why Dawood? I don't understand. You say, no, Dawood manjo pejo na lo. So you see, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's father-in-law, so he's marhum, so remember his name was Dawood. So Masjid Dawood came earlier. So tomorrow we go and you put up a masjid on somebody's name. Excellent, it is the sadaqah jariyah, you see. So mashaAllah, like yesterday I was there in Masjidul Fath. First time I'm in this masajid for program, you know, Jummah and so forth. Wonderful, mashaAllah. So brothers, now let us start your journey. You reach Makkah Mukarramah, you perform your umrah. Thereafter, what are you going to do? Now you still got 1 week, 2 weeks before you move to Azizia, what are you going to do? So remember, the best ibadat for you and it's the only ibadat you can do in Makkah Mukarramah. From now, set yourself up, prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, physically. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man tafa bil bayti khamsina marra. Whosoever performed tawaf, one tawaf is 7 rounds. So whosoever performed 50 tawaf, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu. You will come out of your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So 350 times you will go round the Baytullah. Kala, you heard? Not 350 times round the mall and the pole and all these things, yeah? 350 times round the Baytullah. You got it? So, yeah, man. And I don't advise you sisters, they say, yeah, my hubby is half sleepy Joe, you understand, and he don't want to come, I'll just go alone. The crowd is very big, remember that. So I would not advise you to go alone. So your best ibadat day in Makkah Mukarramah is tawaf. So spend your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Now you made one umrah and all of you, remember, forget all your other hajj, just forget all that, you can't manage all that. I'm speaking to you first timers. Leave your Qiran, leave your Ifrat, don't even read all that. You must make the tamattu hajj. You know your brothers how you are. You don't even know how to hazard the haram properly. You understood? Last night I was there in Toti, so I told them their story. That, you know, many times the Cape Town sheikhs, they come. So I know most of them, some of them are my students also. So there's an elderly sheikh, Imam Simon from Hanover Park. He passed away, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. Told him, an Imam Komprati saw for the Hujjaj. He said, yeah, I'm coming, no problem. So he started, now we are there in Mina. They say, my bhutas, my brothers, we are here, you in ihram. You know what is ihram? Ihram is a miniskirt. You see that? He say, you want moist, nah? You must sit nicely, don't sit like this and like this and make biscope there, you understood? So you must remember these type of things then. So he gave a very good example actually, you understand? It's just very similar to a miniskirt, but it's for you, not for the ladies, you know. So remember brothers, you must be very careful on these issues here. So you're going to make intention of tamattu hajj, I'm addressing you the first time hajjis. You've been 10 times, 5 times, that's your business. I'm speaking to you. So you're going to make from Medina to Makkah, you go umrah intention only. You shave your hair and then your umrah, your tawaf and so forth and so on, you'll carry on. Thereafter, now you still got 1 week, 10 days, what you going to do? Make as much tawaf as possible, read Quran Sharif as much as possible, make a note of this, mental note or write it down. Your aim should be, O Hujjaj Baytillah, that you will complete your Quran Sharif in Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat during that afternoon time. Imagine you are in ihram, just now Shaykh read, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik until the end, and you're reading, remember takbir and so forth, and then you complete your Quran Sharif in Arafat, in the state of ihram, minimum 4,000 angels, malaika descend, just to say Ameen, Allama Nawawi has written in Kitabul Azkar. So we all will do inshaAllah. Your people, inshallah, came out like you're in Gaza or somewhere, you'll never eat for 3 days or something. You will do inshallah. So each one of you, remember, must make that intention. If you can complete the Qur'an Sharif in Medina Munawwara, excellent. Complete the Qur'an Sharif in Makkah, excellent. Complete the Qur'an Sharif in Aziziyah and then you complete it in Arafat, excellent. You can't do that. Now we Hafiz with the help and mercy of Allah, some of you read slowly. So even one Qur'an Sharif, your entire trip you complete, excellent, but complete it in Arafat, in the state of Ihram that afternoon when wukuf time has started, inshallah, okay? Now another suggestion for you, because most of you are going to go one time, twice in your lifetime, we don't know, you know, today they got quota and they got lot of crazy laws and so forth. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, these are just suggestions for you. If you want to perform 2-3 umrahs after that, fatwa is, verdict is permissible for you, okay? So you must remember that. So you just take your shower, wear your ihram, now you're a master in fastening ihram. One tip I will give you, the ulama said, what's it explained to you? When you the man, you fasten your ihram, so keep your feet wide apart. You see how wide, it's like a goalkeeper, you see? Waiting for the penalty, you know how it is, no? So you keep it, you're like, you're going to keep it like this, you'll walk like Mickey Mouse. You got? So your brothers must know that how to fasten the ihram and everything properly. You understood? Yeah. Start practicing from now already, you've got the ihram and all these things. So my suggestion to you is, you want to make another umrah, it's permissible. So go to Masjid Aisha Tan'im, so from there you can make it, it's very near. Another suggestion which is excellent actually, you should go to Jirana. It's 30 kilometers out of Makkah, and you tell the taxi, you tell the bus guys, if you big group 30, 40, 50 of you, you go there, from there Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam perform umrah in the 8th year of the Hijrah in the month of Zulqa'dah. And you tell the taxi guy, bus guy, Zahab Iyab, round trip, you see, go and he must bring you back. Because not so much traffic there, it's 30 kilos out of Makkah, and the Master alayhi salam perform. Imam Shafi says, rahimahullah, that is the best place to perform your umrah from. So try and go there, mashallah, wonderful facilities, they showers there, wuzu ablution facilities, wonderful for male and female and so forth. MashaAllah, you want to go before Hajj, you know, and don't let the agents take you for a ride. Some agents make lot of stories, you know. So after your umrah from Medina and so forth, then you want to go to Taif, it won't be part of your package. So remember, you go to Taif. And when you come back from Taif, remember you make a umrah that's compulsory according to Hanafi scholars. So you make umrah from there. Wonderful facilities, go to the miqat, it's called sail. But it's called sail. So go to sail. I went to all these places several times with Allah's help. So you go there, mashallah, and you go with your wife, everybody, and then from there you come. Salat, you make 2 rakats, and then niyat for umrah, and then the big Allahumma. So these are just suggestions, it's all up to you, but I really recommend it. Then you come to Aziziyah. Brothers, what happens in Aziziyah is very sad. You will see some of our brothers, now they feel they're away from Makkah. Aziziyah is part of Makkah, it's part of the Haram, brothers. Don't just take it as some ordinary place. Every year when we used to take groups, I see the men, they're running around with their shorty pyjamas. You don't understand? They think he's walking around Durban beach or somewhere, you know, and this type of things. Oh, you see the woman, they're running around with their nighties and you can see alles dir makar, you can see everything through. You know? I say, Kala, you Hajj, just you make the old man also go dizzy. You understand? So you must remember this type of things here. So how you can do all this? Where's the Noor? Zakir is my friend. Zakir, where are you? Zakir, you sit so far, I can't even see you. You understand? And this type of things here. So you should be the first of. Anyway, you must remember that. So brothers, it's your duty. Your wife must dress properly in the bedroom, that's your business and her business. When you come outside, you can't come with shorty pyjamas and all that and they think you're playing soccer game or something, and your women also must dress appropriately, you know. I told you the ayat, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of wrongdoing, Just intention and niyat, Allah says, I'll punish you severely, Allah forbid. So respect the place. Then the day will come, your agent will tell you, come, now we're going to Mina, first day Hajj. Get the days right, Mina. Why is Mina called Mina? Mina means you're going to slaughter, sacrifice there, and the dripping of the blood. So that is the meaning of Mina. You got it? And the first day of Hajj is called Yawmut Tarwiyah. You know, in the good old days, so what they would do is, they would give the camels and the mode of transport and conveyance, enough food and enough fodder, enough water, so to quench the thirst, you know. So you must remember, that is why it's called Yawmut Tarwiyah. So when you come from there, from your hotel, same thing now, that night you took your bath, you read your 2 rakat salat from Medina. When you came, you made intention for Umrah only. Now in Aziziyah, because 90% of you will be in Aziziyah, very few will stay in Makkah, Makkah is too expensive. So you will come there and then you will move to Mina, 80%, 90% go walking because it's very near. Then old people like me, you go by bus, you see. Brother Hussain Khan, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. I say, Hussain, put my name, I'll take all the opas and omas, you understand? All the old people, and I'll take them in the bus. So he was happy and I was happy also. So one bus was all for old people and people like, you know, you can't walk very well and all. I can walk, but now it is easy for me also. So mashaAllah, so then you go, so it's a wonderful feeling. So they ask Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ayyul Hajji Afdal Ya Rasulullah. Which Hajj is the best? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju wa Sajju. Al-Hajju, Raf'u Sawt, raise your voice. Labbaik, come on, all of you read. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Excellent. How you read now? You must read in your bus, you must read while you're walking. It's the Hajj spirit. 2 million, 3 million people, I think this year will be 2 million, 2.5 million. Some are the real Hajis, others just get in also, you know how it is and so forth. So last minute, lot of guys get in, you must remember. I'm speaking of the locals, you must remember. They just get in this way, that way also. So anyway, that's how life goes, you must remember. So your first day, Mina. Mina, straightforward. Everything is Sunnah. You read Zuhr in Zuhr time, you read Asr in Asr time, Maghrib in Maghrib time, Isha in Isha time, you will spend the night there. I don't know what your ulama will do, but what we used to do is that, now you see you guys, I think 90% of you will be in the non-special services, because special services now is gone very, very astronomical and very expensive. A guy like me, Allah's fadl, I don't know what is non-special. I was always in the special. They told me I must be nearer to the shaitan. You understood? They, Haji Sahib, nearer you are to the shaitan, you pay more money. You understood? So I don't know. Does anybody know here? When you guys are in the non-special and the azan goes in Masjidul Khayf, can you hear the azan there? Does anybody know?
No.
Can't hear? Anta mutaqqi chair. Sure. So anyway, so I'm asking Shaykh, you sure about it? So because we always near. So what I have to tell the guys is we following the azan of Masjidul Khayf. But Shaykh says, because you're right by Muzdalifah actually. You know, when Mina ends, some of you are in Muzdalifah actually. But the agent will make kali kali, don't worry, this is Mina and all that, you see. But anyway, everything is Kabul, don't worry. So anyway, so you must know the time for Salat when you leave Makkah, okay? So just 8 few minutes, 4 or 5 minutes, and then you give the Adhan and so forth. So we clear. So what we're going to do that day, in first day in Hajj, what we're going to do? We're going to read takbir. Takbir don't mean the takbir after salat normally. Just zikr, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. We will read labbaik, we will make tilawat of Quran, all that we will do. One thing I want all of you to do, you youngsters, we used to do it every year. I used to get my team, you know. Like if I got Zakir in my group. Zakir, which group you going in? Right, very good. You give him a wanker, good. He's got good experience, mashaAllah. So anyway, whatever group you go, Allah take you safely, mashaAllah. So what we do, you must remember, is this: on the first day that I say Zakir is the treasurer. So whoever wants to give money in any currency, you see that? You want to give in rand, you want to give in rupees, you want to give in riyals, you want to give in dollars, pound, give it to him. We will get it converted, transferred. So sometime it will go 30, 40, 50,000 instead riyals and so. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what are the qualities of the hujjaj? It'amu ta'am, go feed the hajis. So then that first day after Zuhr, after Maghrib, after Isha, after Asr we have a talk. I say, youngsters, 10, 20, 10 go this way, 10 go this way, go feed the hajis. Only lillah money, no zakat and all that. So they'll come back and tell you what a wonderful experience. So all of you keep some, you've got enough pocket money, you know, extra money. You don't have to buy every day a smart kurta and you sister a smart abaya. Say we're going to feed the hujjaj. You see that? So in that way there, sometimes the police leave their job, they also stand in the queue, you know. It's very hot there. Yeah. So you must give everybody inshallah. But the man for the man and the women for the woman. You say, no, me, I'm going to give the kala. Sometimes our brothers also, Allah give hidayat, you understand? They say, I saw a lot of noor there, so I went to give her one. How you can do in hajj, in ihram, and you do all this smoking away? You make dua, Allah majidna min an-nar, but you start the agarbati. You understood? Astaghfirullah, brother, have some shame. You understood? So you must remember. Some guys are telling it's haram to smoke, but I see the smoke coming out from the toilet. You understand? And this type of things. So don't do foolish things, don't spoil your hajj. First day finish. Next day, so now we sleep there and then inshallah make intention tahajjud, all that you read fajr. So when you left Aziziya to come to Mina, sunnah after sunrise. Second day you're leaving Mina to Arafat after sunrise and that is sunnah. And then you know, this one here, I'll be very honest, I don't recommend anybody to walk. I don't recommend anybody to walk. Whether you're young or old, male or female, 90% of you are not used to that heat. 90% of you are not used to that traffic. Every haji, 2 million has to be in Arafat. And now you're going to walk. By the time you reach Arafat, you're tired, exhausted. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah brought the hadith, Al-Hajju Arafah. And then he comments, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ, that this hadith here is the greatest aspect and dimension of hajj. That is why you paid your 100,000, 200, 300,000, 1 million, half million. Now you go there, you're tired, retired, exhausted and fatigued. What the purpose of that? And Mustafa went on the Camel Mubarak. So remember, I don't advise anybody to go walking. I was thinking, no, we'll go walking, walking. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock come, they fast asleep. Wukuf time, they fast asleep. So what's the purpose? I don't see it. I'm being honest to you. I'm no agent, nothing. I'm not coming for hajj. So nowadays we don't go, you know, halat and conditions have changed. So I'm giving you sincere advice and that is what you should really think about, you see. So inshallah, then when you reach Arafat, relax. Whether you're going by bus or you want to walk, it's up to you, but I recommend you go by bus. So you reach there, have your breakfast there, relax, relax. And then 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, now they got wonderful facilities. You will find water like this. You will find, you must remember, empty bottles like this, 2 liter, 5 liter. You the men, only men, not women. You keep your lower garment on and remove your upper garment and then you make intention of ghusl like this. You see that? So like this, make sure. You don't have to worry about hot water all that. The cold water also is hot in there. You can't be such a sissy, you know, ooh-wee and all that. You just make like this day, in 1 minute, 2 minutes you'll be dried already. You must remember that. So you make intention, you must remember of, you make intention. Remember of ghusl for the men is sunnah and nabawiyyah, that as well. Now this is a very, very important masla and the wannas wana ghafiloon, 90%, 80% of our people, they don't do it properly. For the past 10 years or more, you understood, when we used to go for hajj, I used to explain to them, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform one hajj only. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions and your speech and everything of hajj, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Once the time for Zuhr time enters, so azan will be given. None of you must go to Masjid Namira. It's packed to capacity, you get lost in all that, unless you've been there several times. But I'm speaking to you first timers, you just go with your agent. When Zuhur time enters, then you read Zuhur Salat and Asr Salat one after the other. In Arafat, in your tents. And that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. So you're not going out of the Hanafi school. Understand this properly, brothers. Many a time ulama used to tell me, why are you doing this? I said, but it's Sahibain's madhab and it's 100% that is what Nabi alayhi salam did. So then first time they are reluctant, next year I see they're doing the same thing. You understood? So I urge you especially, you must remember Hujjaj Baytullah in Arafat, combine your salat, there's no sunnahs, nothing. You read Zuhr, two or four, depending whether you musafir or not, and you just follow the imam inshallah, and in that way there, then after that you read Asr. What is the purpose of the Jama combining the salat? Allah Jalla Wala Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, I want you to spend your time, the entire afternoon in dua, dua and dua. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. I read this dua Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every Nabi from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam downwards, every Nabi perform Hajj and they read this dua in Arafat. And then you ask Allah for all your needs. And then the greatest dua, brothers, is, Ya Allah, when the time of death comes, take me with perfect Iman, perfect Islam, the day you are pleased with me and I am pleased with you. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Hadith authentic in Musnad Ahmad, Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day we come to meet you, O beloved Allah. My brothers, sisters, all of you going for Hajj, I urge you, I beg you, I plead to you, make special dua for Gaza, Palestine, Sudan, Kashmir. The Muslim Ummah is bleeding in Syria, Libya, Lebanon and so many places. How can it be we are there for Hajj, we only making dua for ourselves, our wife, our children? No, brothers, it doesn't befit you and behove you to do that. مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ حَدِيثٍ in Musnad Ahmad, who is not bothered about the affairs of the Muslims, is not really part of this Ummah. So cry to Allah, Allah show us the day the Jutlas, the Haramis are defeated and decimated and so forth. What American, oh Lord, what you frightened for them? You must remember that. You must make your dua and everything. Don't worry of anybody. So you are there to beg. When sun goes down, the sunset goes down, your heart, brother, O sister, O Hujjaj Baytullah, my bad testimony, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah has forgiven me. Normally what happens is this with our South Africans, because they have the Mawlana, the Shaykh or somebody, and then before Maghrib or between Asr and Maghrib, about 1 hour, they make dua collectively. So you can join in that, but your own duas also you should keep on begging. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, complete your Qur'an Sharif there. Complete your Qur'an Sharif. What I used to do, combine the Zuhr, Asr, and I was the Imam normally, and then I would go to my Qur'an Sharif, the last 10-20 surahs, complete it, then we stand up and we face Qibla and we make dua. We know 100% conviction inshaAllah that all our duas will be accepted. So we'll do that inshaAllah. Thereafter the food and everything is plentiful, you don't have to worry. Chows, our South African biggest worry is chows, you understand? So these type of things. And you ladies, oh, don't speak of the ladies. First day they'll go to Mina and then Arafat, they just go there a few hours and then they're gone. But Mina, they'll go do inspecting job and then they'll put their nose up like this. I judge room the go juche. This toilet is very dirty in it. You came for Hajj and you speak like that? It's not a picnic or some five-star honeymoon you're coming for. Now why I'm mentioning that? Because you also going to do unda danda and upside down, and your wife and sisters also, majority of the cases. And ma'ala safi shadid, we have to speak the truth. Many ulama and sheikhs and them also look for loopholes, as I'll explain to you just now. And they don't come back to Mina to sleep, which is totally wrong. You must and exchange. I'll explain to you the mazhab just now. So then after sunset, there's no maghrib in that day in Arafat, you will leave for Muzdalifah all the time. Now I recommend all of you to walk. I used to go by bus, we have old people and so forth. By bus, wallahi, it can take you 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Because 2 million people are moving from point A to point B, simultaneously. But if you can, what myself, my wife used to do many a time before all this agent story and that. We used to come from Mina straight, we go to Masjid Namira. You understood? That blind sheikh he used to give the khutbah and so forth. So then we go there, the woman one side, we there, we listen to the khutbah, all that thing, salat and what have you. And all that is done, then we stay in the masjid. So what will happen? They allow you water only, no food. So you just have enough liquid and you first class. Sun goes down, from there you walk straight. Masjid Namira, there in Arafat, and you walk straight to Muzdalifah. 1 hour, 1.5 hour, you're inside. It's electric atmosphere. And the lady from Afghanistan and Turkey with the pot on her head, and she's walking and she's overtaking you. Can you imagine that? You see, but Allah, this old lady, she's beating me. Come on, I also must start walking now. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So all of you must walk, and walk with your wife. Just now your wife is gone somewhere, you gone somewhere, then you'll find a better shaitan maybe, you understood? So brothers, make sure you walk together like that. So yeah, we will really recommend you to walk 1 hour, 2 hours, you're in Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is free for all. Wherever you find place, you just park off there. You will read Maghrib Salat there, you read Isha there, everybody says, all the imams say you must combine. So thereafter, then you pick up your pebbles and you sleep. Remember that. Then majority scholars, because I don't know yet, there might be and thousands of people listening, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's say that night in Muzdalifah, after midnight you can proceed to Mina. Hanafi say no, you must stay there, you read Fajr Salat there in Muzdalifah, and that is now wukuf you're going to make in Muzdalifah. How you made wukuf in Arafat? So best is to stay, the Master alayhi salat to salam taught us we should stay. Then this day here, first day when you went to Mina after sunrise, from Mina to Arafat after sunrise. If you can, then leave Muzdalifah before sunrise. So remember that is Sunnah and Nabawiyyah. Now this day is the 10th of Zulhijjah for us where we are and so forth, and depending on the calendar, it's Eidul Adha. For the Hajis, no Eid. No eat salat, because you got a lot of work to do. So first thing you will do in the morning or afternoon, you go and pelt the big jamarah. You see that? The big shaitan. Remember the law, pelting by big shaitan, you just pelt and move away. There's no dua there by big shaitan. Nor on the 10th, nor on the 11th, nor on the 12th, nor on the 13th. So remember that principle. Then you will go and slaughter. Now with the agents, you don't go, they give you a number normally. And then you will just SMS them, WhatsApp them that you pelted, finish. And thereafter, they will tell you after 2 hours, 3 hours, okay, your hadi is done, your dhamme shukr is done. Now this also is only according to Hanafis. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He says first you must pelt, and thereafter you're predestined, you slaughter, sacrifice when you're performing tamattu, qiran, hajj, and ifrad hajj you don't have to worry. And thereafter you shave your hair, the men, the women, you cut your hair. You can cut your own hair also, no problem. When Sahaba went for hajj, everybody was in ihram. So how they come out with the ihram? They cut their own hair, they cut somebody else's hair. So according to A'imma Arba, once everything is done, you have pelted, you have slaughtered, sacrificed, then you cut your hair, you don't have to go barber, you just do DIY, you understand? So or you cut somebody, don't go putting out blood now from the guy, you understand? So you just do yourself also, mashallah. I got so much hair now, what time to go to barber, just make shaver like that, quick class, you see that. So like that, but for you guys, you got long hair, mashallah, you go to the barber like that. Now everything is halal except the wife. Before you make ziyarat of the wife, you have to perform tawafu ziyarat. You got it? Remember that nicely, you brothers, because some of you brothers are hungry men, is an angry man, you know. Yeah. When I tell the guys, you still find some guys doing unda dandas, you understand? So before tawaf, you heard Zakir, before tawaf of ziyarat of the wife, before ziyarat of the wife is tawafu ziyarat. So now you take a nice bath, everything, you come in your normal clothes. So on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, any of these days you can go perform tawaf ziyarat. You read your salat, 2 rakats, and then you make sa'i, and that in your normal clothes. You got it? So now mashallah, most of the things are done. Now this is what I was speaking about. Pay attention, this is crucial. The night of the 11th, the night of the 12th, to spend the night there in Mina, and major portion of the night is wajib, is compulsory according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's. I repeat and reiterate, the night of the 11th, you see tonight is the night of the 14th. Look at the moon tonight, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, Laylatul Badr, full moon. So when it is the night of the 11th, the night of the 12th, to spend majority portion of the night inside Mina, not Azizia. So that is wajib according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's. You didn't do so, there's a dam compulsory. Dam means you have to slaughter a goat or a sheep. Only Hanafi say is sunnat muakkada. Ma'ala safi shadeed is very sad, but true. What is true, I have to tell you. Some of our ulama, Allah give hidayat. Some of our shaykhs and so forth, that they look and exploit this loophole and they say, no, it's sunnah. It's not sunnah. It's sunnat muakkada. Remember that. And, but there's no dam. So because there's no dam, now they go park in Azizia. Say, no, we'll just come pelt and go back. So that's the loophole, the shortcut they're using, and Islam is against that. You're going for Hajj once in a lifetime, brother and sister. Fulfill your duty with beauty. That's what I'm telling you. Remember the sentence, it should ring in your ears. So do a good job, not look for loopholes and so forth and shortcuts and all that. That's not right. It's against the spirit of Hajj, remember. Hajj is a journey of love. I want to imitate the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of my ability. So inshallah, you will spend the night there. You see how the inshallah came out? From now already the negative, you must remember that. Okay, so thereafter now, 11th, 12th, 13th, how many days Hajj intention you must make? 6 days Hajj. Zakir, 6 days, no 5 days. So all of you make 6 day intentions. 11th, 12th, 13th, you pelt all three jamarat in the afternoon. No pelting in the morning for the 11th, for the 12th, 13th, not permissible. According to Aimma Arba, not permissible. That's a fatwa. So you must remember that Imam Abu Hanifa, one verdict of his, he said that on 13th is permissible, but it's makruh and all. That's why you want to do all that makruh business and all. So it is not permissible, finish, so just do it. So we used to sit there 13th. People from other groups who actually just sit quietly, yeah, we're sitting here, you got your imam here, you got understand your chauza here, everything is there. And greatest thing, we are imitating the Master alayhi salatu salam. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنْ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. If you go away after pelting the 11th and 12th, so that's fine, it's permissible. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, who stays the night of the 13th and 13th, and you pelt in the afternoon, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That's a sign of taqwa and true piety. You can't do anything in Makkah, jam-packed 2 million people. You can't do anything Azizia. Spend the time here. That is the greatest place to be on those days. And you read the dua enshrined in the noble Quran. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And thereafter your Hajj is finished now. And then before departing you perform tawaful wida, the farewell tawaf. After the tawaf there's no sa'i. And you read the dua. How many minutes left? Have some time? Right. Time is up and I'm also finished now. So we conclude with the dua. Mustafa Rasul sallallahu made hadith in Ibn Majah. Allahumma aj'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Oh Allah, that make this hajj a maqbool hajj. It must be done to impress the eyes of people, not be done to impress the ears of people. And then mashallah, when you go to the airport, you buy your zamzam and everything. And when your wife talks too much, just put zamzam in her mouth. Wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillah.